Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pirchas. Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein of Asher Shua Falafel. Okay. Okay, so we have been discussing, okay, we finished our Tisha B'Av segment, and the reason I decided to do it, besides that it was Tisha B'Av, is because we were speaking specifically about the aspect of Yayin during the 9 days, and we were speaking about these in Yonim L'Gabe Kiddush, so there was a segue. So now we'll go back to the series here. We'll see how far we're gonna go. The wine after the wine is the is Pasa Baba Kisnin, but maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll go to Lamites. Lamites is the packet about that I owed Rabbi Alter about the lefties and the righties and you should know a couple of weeks ago it was Friday night and I was making Kiddush, and I said, you know what? I am now aware of what I'm doing, and I'm holding the bencher in my left hand, and the Kiddush cup I was holding in the right hand.
I looked at that packet for
a yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to talk about it more. But, so the Maisa, I don't follow your Mechutin's Shita about this. We'll have to talk about it. The different Shitas about which... If you're a lefty, which hand should you hold a Kiddush cup in? Because usually I do it, it's built into my whatever. So I'm not focusing on it while, but when a couple of weeks ago I was saying Kiddush Friday night and I was thinking about you. Because I was being conscious.
I'm really honored.
Yes. Okay, so the Rav Yah. They did a new printing of the Rav Yah with the... by Rav David Doblitsky. Rav David Doblitsky is the son of the Rav Sraya Doblitsky, right? He was a big Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak, right? Rav Sraya Doblitsky. So he's been putting out some Rishonim. So he quotes here Yerushalmi on page 2. In other words, so we've been talking about the whole thing about, you know, making, you know, putting stuff in the grape juice and stopping the fermentation, and maybe it shouldn't be. But now let's talk about, everyone knows they come to my house, they give me for Shabbos, some guests will bring them, you know, the blue Bartonur Moscato. Recently, I had a guest come for Friday night and did something that I was so inspired by that I made 2 packets. I don't know if we'll get to it this summer, but it's in the series. You know what? Somebody came to me at my house, Gavriel Wasserman, came to my house Friday night, and before Shabbos, he came on Friday afternoon to give me a gift. And he says, I have for you 2 hadasim. Echad keneged shomer v'echad keneged zocher. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. And this is the first time anyone ever brought me hadasim on a Friday afternoon for Kavod Shabbos. So I was so inspired, I made 2 packets about this topic. So if you want to see it, it's already on the... It's packet Memtes and packet Nun are... about this topic, about hadasim on Shabbos. So, because I was so inspired, this is the first time I ever got hadasim for a Shabbos gift. So says the Yerushalmi, Yayin Mevushal, Mevarach Alav, Shehakol Niyeh Bedvaro. Wow. So the Yerushalmi says that you make a Shehakol. Which is interesting because we had the Yerushalmi that said what? That you could be Yotzei Dalet Kosos, right? With Yayin Mevushal, right? Which would imply that you don't make a Shehakol. But he has Yerushalmi, a different Yerushalmi, and in the footnote it says Lefaneinu Leisa, if you look in the footnote. He says that in our Yerushalmi we don't have such a thing. We'll have to speak about that. You know, is there a difference between the Yayin Mevushal in the time of the Gemara and the Yayin Mevushal that we have today? That's coming attractions. But the Rav Yoh had a Gerson Yushalmi, a Yayin Mevushal Bavarach Olav Shakon Liyabidvo, Uvachuvas, Hirashti Hadover Hazeh. He says he has Chuvas about it, where he explained it. Yushalmi Sof Pirki and Ashosa May Dikarim Omer. Baruch Shabara May Refuas. Tzarech Lomar Shagam Nene Mehem. Okay, but the Rav Yoh has this thing that Yayin Mevushal is not Borek Ragofen anymore. So at best, like Rabbi Gedalia Berger pointed out, maybe these things can still be some type of Chamar Medinos, maybe, but it's no longer considered Yayin. But this is going to be very important for the discussion about Kiddush on Yayin Mevushal, because he has a Gerus of the Yerushalmi that it's so that's now there's another. This is the Rav Yoh in Masechta Brachos. Then there's a Rav Yoh here in Masechta Pesachim. So what does it say in the Rav Yoh in Masechta Pesachim on page? Page 4. So he says, Al Yayin HaMavushal Shesha'al Tamal L'Kaddish Olav Nirali D'Yochol L'Kaddish Olav D'Di Deinu Yofa Kibarishona Mikom Mokom Tam Yayin Yeshmo. So he says that no, it's still, you can make Kiddush on it. So he's assuming that it's real Yayin. Nearly Diochol Kaddish loved. Then he did a Yofakim Arishono, Mikol Mokom Tam Yayin Yeshbo. Enoki Yayin Shehikrish. Yayin Shehikrish. And then he quotes the other Yerushalmi. Oh. Okay, so we're talking about Kiddush on Yayin Mevushal. So, first we saw a Yerushalmi that says that Yayin Mevushal you make a Shahakal. And now, that's you, but then the Rav Yoh quotes this, but then he quotes that Yayin Mevushal, Yerushalmi Shkolim, you could be Yotze Dalakosis. That's the Yerushalmi we've seen already. Malah says, Yayin Mevushal, Amar Rav Yonah, Yotzeim Yayin Mevushal. Rav Yonah Kedaitei, the Rav Yonah Katshasi Arbakasi Depischa, Ava Machzi Gresha, Bidivcha Adatzarta. That he dafka with you Yayin Mevushal because the other wine was too strong, and he would he get a headache from Pesach till Shavuos. So the Yerushalmi seems to say that Yayim Mevushal will, you see, because the Pashut Shad Yayim Mevushal means that the fumes are exposed. That's going to be the big question about the Yayim Mevushal of today. The question of today, whether, see, today when they make the Yayim Mevushal, it's in pipes. So the fumes go up, but then they'd have no way to escape. They'd come back down. So that's going to be a big shaila about the Yayin Mevushal today. Is that really considered Yayin Mevushal? It has the advantage that, therefore, it won't be a shaila that maybe you should make shahakal on it.
Even the Rama might be mindful of that, right?
So we have to see. We have to see. So, but then he writes in the third arrow here, the third arrow here discusses Hakashali the Hokamashma the Yayim Mevushal Hura. The Perek Basra the Truma Tanan Emeva. Seems to be different opinions whether the Yayim Mevushal make it worse or better. Because the Mishnah says in Truma that you can't take wine of Truma and Mevashalit. Because your mind, because the fumes are going to diminish the Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, fakert, you're going to make it better. You're going to make it better. It's going to be more Miskayim, as it says later on. So this is a question. Does it make it better or does it make it worse? But in the end, on page 5, he writes, "Amavushal yechmo tam yayin, lo samchina na yushal mi, amavushal mavak shahakol."
He says, it makes it worse. He says it in mamito, it makes it less, it evaporates.
Right.
It makes it worse.
Well, right.
It's not
saying it's worse. It means it has a... That negative evaporating, right? So, the question is: are you allowed to do that?
It's like the spreading comments is the issue, not because it's making it worse.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, that's true. Even though, right. In other words, meaning it's a negative effect on it, not necessarily making it worse, but a negative effect. So in the end, he says on page 5, "Avushal yeshbo tam yain v'lo sabchina yushalmi." Because we don't follow the Yushalmi that said to make a that says you should make a shahakol. That was the Yushalmi in that he's quoted in the other piece here on page 2. So, but this is a different Rav Yoh here. I mean, a different Rav Yoh Psachim. Tough Kaf Gimel. Okay. And then the Ur Zeruah quotes also Yerushalmi. Everyone's quoting Yerushalmi here. Rakav Psachim on page 7. Rav Yonah Omer Yotzim B'Yayim Mevushal. Omer Masech Eshkolim Yotzim B'Dal Kosim B'Yayim Mevushal. But then he says, no, maybe it's not a raya, because maybe Yotzim Bo U'Mevarach Olav Shahakol. Right? In other words, like Rabbi Gedalia Berg was saying, maybe it could be
Rabbi,
like...
I said that when we were learning.
Yeah, you said it, right? Yeah, that's right. Rabbi Avram said it. Rabbi Avram says it. So that's the big shaila here. Yeah.
Do we know if they diluted the Ayin Mashal also? But they wouldn't have to after this process.
No, they don't dilute it.
Meaning this process made it drinkable straight.
Yeah.
They used to dilute it, so maybe this was like a double that mashaling it, and then they would add water to it. So at that point, it was so diluted that that's why they were saying it's not
diluted. Yeah, but we're not talking about any dilution here. Yeah.
The wine is not diluted, it's important, no.
What?
The wine.
The Gemara wine.
Today?
It's all diluted.
No.
No.
Today's wine? I don't think it's diluted at all.
No.
It's just weaker.
It's weaker.
Grape juice may be reconstituted.
Yeah, but I don't think the wine today is diluted.
I don't think so either.
No, it's not.
That's no wine.
What?
Grape juice is reconstituted, which means they take out the water, but they put in an equal volume, so it's really about the same.
But regular Kedem grape juice? Not concentrated. Stop. Yes, I mean concentrated, but if it's not, I think a lot of them are just pure 100% grape juice. Yeah.
They make Kedem 50%.
That's why if you have to watch your sugar, then that's not the best way to go.
They make it 50% sugar-free one, like Kedem Light.
Yeah, Kedem Light. So that I think they
water, but it's just as kosher for kiddush, you go to grab
it. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can be somewhat on the shear of 2-to-1. You can dilute it 2-to-1 water, right?
No.
Today's wine.
Today's wine you don't do anything to.
No, but if you can take the wine and spread out the bottle.
So get the Moscato.
Get
the Heineken.
The wine can be diluted 2-to-1. Shnei shlishim, a quarter, and one.
Yeah, that's the old wine. That's the old wine.
Uh-huh.
In other words, we hold today you can't do that. You can't use the same proportions that are in the Gemara to today's wine. Those proportions were only with the strong wine. What we had in the previous year. The harfness discussed. And then the Trumas Hadeshin here, I told you have to know every Trumas Hadeshin.
And Yaros Tavash, right?
No, you don't have to know every Yaros Tavash.
I thought Ruby said that once.
No, Trumas Hadeshin. No, Yaros Tavash is a good thing to know, but you don't have to know every Yaros Tavash. With every Trumas Hadeshin, you have to know.
There was one question.
Right.
So he says, Riyayin. Mevushal plug to the ravisa in mevarchin malav birchas mein gimel or bori nefashas rabos. Ooh. So he says it's the machlokes. Is it still wine that you make a geffen or priya geffen, or do you just make bori nefashas? Chaim bracha rishon a pligi mevarchin bori priya geffen or shachol niyam bedvaro. So this is a big. He says it's a machlokes. What bracha should you make? Should you make a bar pia gofen? In other words, so the discussion is that maybe it's the shtane legriusa. Just like you could have something that there's a bar pia eitz, and then it's the shtane legriusa, though that loses its. So the question is wine one of these things? That if you cook it, it is the shtana l'griusa. And so that's the whole question here. So what's the tshuva? Tshuva. Yira the yain mevushal ain't sarf kol kach ledaktik. Lot says bo yidei kulam. Tosus parakets and mevarchim parakamolcher. Argos maimini shem raviyav chol rabosein achrodim maram nehilchas bracha shalom. Kula maski the yain gomeru. He says most rishonim say it's yain gomer. The mishtani li luya bebishula. Yet it's considered mishtana in a positive way, that it's going to be more kayim. Avogav the Rashi, Ushar Ga'onim, the Kosovo, the Mishtani, the Griyusa, who, even though Rashi and other Ga'onim say that it's Mishtana, the Griyusa, Lechach, Lechoshiv, Yayim, Vein, Vachim, Lefona, Barker, Gotham. You see, so basically, like Rabbi Alter says, there are three different possibilities. Either this Nishtana Liluya, or it's Nishtana Liguyuso, or just as Mamait. Right? Those are the three possibilities of what's going on. Then so Mamait, it will only be a Shaila and Truma. Because, like Rabbi Alter was saying, then you Ma'abe Truma. So maybe it's not. But the question is, whether you cook the wine, should you make a... what bracha should you make? What bracha should you make on? And then it'd be a shiloh with a. So he says, Rashi Shita is that it's the shtana l'griusa. So then it might be a shahakol. And then Shiloh, yeah. And then he says, "Deich ra'ayi d'maisi v'yushalmi arvi psachim." But the Yushalmi in arvi psachim says, "Yotzei yidei dal kosos." Vanach dal kosos mu kosol kiddush. Now the dal kosos has kosol kiddush. One of the dal kosos is kiddush. So if you yotzei yai mevushal with kiddush, then it must be that it's still yayin.
Well, the kosos is that it's a law of Hashivas that Kiddush certainly Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush on Shabbos meant that the rise of the Kabbalah of the Kosos of the Rabbon was for the Almond.
Yeah, but if it's Yantif. It's Yantif.
Yeah. Even the first Kosos is only for
the Rabbon. Yantif, yeah.
Only in
the right. Right. But even Kiddush on Yantif, Hashem says you need yayin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So he says that this is the best raya, he says. The fact that Yushalmi says he can be Yotze Dal Kosis behind the Vushal. So that's a raya that it's more pure gofer.
Okay, William once gave a shiur about the Dal Kosis and he explained that there are two parts of it. The
Kairos
part, and then there's a.
Yeah,
right, so maybe
there's.
Maybe you don't say the
Kairos
part of it,
because
it's like the Tam
Yai,
and it looks like, you know, it looks like Tam.
The
Kairos
Yotze,
it's a
Yai
Mayo.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the
Tam. No. Meaning, that discussion is about Yai and Mozug, you know, if you didn't dilute the wine, so that's the Gemara Pesachim. But here's a question that you cooked it. So maybe you cooked it, it's Nishtana L'Griyusa. That's a Rashi sheet is. But, so the Truma Sedeshin says, Leiz Nagar Ubar Nagar De Parkine L'Hach Raya. There's no one who could get out of this Raya. This is a hardcore Raya.
It is good.
That it's still Bori Per Gofer. In other words, what if you're making a bracha? So therefore, it's a shaila whether what's the bracha achrona? Because according to Rashi, it's only a bar nefashos. So the question is, could you, if you're making an alamichya, say on something else? could you add in, right? Someone was just discussing this with me. But let's say you have a suffix about with the thing that I drank, was it really wine or not? But I'm making it ala michya anyway. Or I'm making ala eitz anyway, could I? So that's part of his question. Because I'm not making an extra bracha. I'm making a bracha anyway in ala michya. But am I allowed to add in a suffix? So what's the din? He says, no, near the low shapir domi lemeber hachi, she yichlo ala suffix shum nusach acheres mebracha mein gimel. You should not add in anything. If it's a suffix, you can't put it in. Even though you're making the Shem Hashem anyway for the ala michya. Yeah. Ain kolim vomi suffix. Yeah. Yishum do shaykh al oichel solas. Kachin kolim was avam arbe neshka. So he says, well, maybe that's different. There's a question of, like, your koisis is achita, right? So you make a bar pri adoma. What's the bracha achrona? Bar nefashos or al adoma val pri adoma? Al fruas asadeh. That's a discussion in the poskim. The koisis discusses that. So he says, "Ain there the chalak to suffer the husband to feel like the aim of Rachim or Adam or Pi Adam or Sod? I know our people should chacham lo kiddu bar meizu or Adam or Pi Adam." In other words, maybe there's no such bracha, so therefore that's why you can't put it in. But maybe ala gevah and priya gevah is definitely a bracha, so maybe there you could put it in. You just have a suffix. But such a bracha exists. Whereas maybe you can be mechalik. If such a bracha is a question whether that bracha exists at all, so then you can't just put in adama ba priya adama into the thing. Avam abeya deshka ba'alma kon al gevah and priya gevah lo'olam neymah kol v'kalin alof. Am I mechalik kol kach b'mosod the leis botayim medumatam So what do you think? So he said, "Am I nechalek kol kach b'milsa?" The last part time. Matam lo nichla mal kolat sveikas. Mabekachim anu motziv devar machayim v'bracha. Miachshem motziv v'bracha v'shem u'malchas. He came to the milsa below time of who lo mechalkinim who the svaras ha-mavudim min ha-leif. So what is he saying at the end? So first he says very stark that you don't put in if Yayin Mevushal is a suffix bracha, then and you're making it on a michya and something else, you can't put it in. But then he says, no, maybe not. Maybe you could. Because maybe it's only if we have a suffix whether the bracha exists or not, like the Adama bracha, al Adama al Pri Adama, then you don't put it in. So then, what's his conclusion?
That
you should not add. And in other words, and don't make a chiluk besvaras ha-mevudim in ha-leif. In other words, you can't just say a svara. You want to say a svara to be mechalik. He says, but we're not going to just paskin that you can say put it in the bracha just because we have a good svara. Came the milsa below time who lo bechalkina who besvaras hamavudin ben halev. So he says, not, you should, in other words, don't make that svara. That is the difference between this bracha and another bracha. He says, the bottom line is a suffix, you can't put it in the bracha. So he says, since... So that's an interesting, you know, there's always an interesting question about the role of svara in Psak Halacha. You know, some people are big bali svara and the colic with svaras, and then some says, no, you need a raya. I remember a couple of years ago when from Noach Rosenberg he's a big mikveh expert.
Mikveh expert.
Rav Rosenberg. I forget the first name is what. So he was involved.
Nochum,
yeah, exactly. Nochum Rosenberg, yeah. Shkoyach. So he told me when he was working on the mikveh, the Lower East Side. So Rav David Feinstein said, whatever you're going to put in the mikvah, I want you to write down what the makor is. So it shouldn't just be a svara ba'alma. There should be a concrete makor of everything that you're going to incorporate in the mikvah. So,
doesn't any posse have to use for as part of his psak? Rav Moshe is like,
yeah,
Rav, full of svaras.
Rav Moshe is full of svaras, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make a chilut.
Right, don't make a chilut.
That maybe this is bracha's a question whether it exists or not. Right. But he says, came into Milsa below Taimahu, lo bechalkinim behu besvaris and mevudim min halev. But he thinks the Ikar HaDin is that that it's not a suffix. The Ikar HaDin, he holds that it's a bar piyadofen if you have the shear. Yeah, the old Yerushalmi Shesh HaHakol, but Maisa, we don't have that Yerushalmi, so...
But you don't have... Is it true? If you have Al-Mikhan and Al-Gat, assuming you have wine with Al-Gat, you need the Shear of Vias to have it be as part of the brother. In other words, you ate cake, Shear of Vias.
Right.
But I only ate it because you shear on, I only drank part of the shear on wine.
Right.
So I included it in the rubber.
So he would say, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because there's for sure, it's not, doesn't have a chiv. That's what the Truma Sedesh would say. The Truma Sedesh is mesupak. If you hold it, it's a real suffix. With the Shitas Rashi, that the Shahakal and Brain of Hoshos, so then you can't say, well, we're going to put it in just to be able to say the other Shita. But if for sure you didn't have a shear, then you can't put it in. In other words, his Shita is never.
Even on the secondary
species. Secondary species, yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, so this is a very important Truma Sedeshim. I told you you have to know every Truma Sedeshim. So this includes this one as well. Okay, then there's another Truma Sedeshin here on page 13. Al yayin she bishlu b'kli chametz kederes v'kapos. So he was mavash al yayin with b'kli chametz. Al yayin she bishlu b'kli chametz. There's for Kapos, Kachnogim Po, Papi Marina of Gershon, Marina of Markel, Zal, Shein Shosim Marina Pesach, Abiyot of Achor, and Deino Elam Bidrabon, Kena Nogim Acharem, Ilo Hayol Yayim, Mevushal, Bekelim, Bichodim, Pesach, Lo Yizi, Nimna, Melitlo, Bedal Kosis. In other words, if you had Yayim Mevushal in Pesach, Kelim, so good. But this was the Chomix, Dika Kelim. Lavakav, Drashi, Vikamagonim, Kamai Kosis, the Aim of Archim, Lobor, Piragofen. Even though Rashi Shita is that you make a shahakol on the Ayin Mevushal. Tosis Perek HaMocher quotes it. Maram, Ashiri, Kulu Savri, the Mavachim will bar Paragofen. If you write with Rashi Yushalmi, Yotzi Midei Kosis. Vahani Gaoni Basrai, you know, Vesugit the Alma Basar Ditu Asla. This is the. So he holds, this is the Iker Psak. To make Bari Paragofen and Yayin Mevushal. It's the Iker Psak. Thanks, as a Shaila, should you be try to be Machbir? To be... Like I was discussing with Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman about being more, he was talking about being more machmir on Kiddush Friday night. I told you we had a shaila that the wine, the cap came off the wine. When the kids opened up the fridge, the cap, a rubber cap that we keep on the wine,
right.
We have leftover, we keep on the wine.
Right.
And then my wife put it on the counter, and it was there for the whole afternoon or something.
I think we're ready for today on the Hanukkah.
With the Banafa Kiddush.
What?
Banafa Kiddush. Because we don't have the snakes. So, but for Kiddush. So everybody thought we still could be Mako, but the mice I did it, this Rav Yaakov Hoffman agreed with me, that or he was talking about it with me. He had another svara about it. And that is for Friday night Kiddush. I did use that wine for Friday night Kiddush. I opened up another wine for Friday night Kiddush. But Shabbos day, I was Mekel. And I used that. That was a Shaila Magula. Because and this fake sphinx, Rav Shapter from Rav Salvechik says that you could only have mazonos for Kiddush Mokum Suda only on Shabbos day, not Friday night, because you have a Sfek Sfeka. Shabbos day is a Sfek Sfeka where according to the Gaonim, it's Kiddush Mekom Suda. And even if you hold it's not, but the Rav Shita is that Shabbos day, it's not Kiddush even. You could even eat before. It's just a proper cover. It doesn't have a shame Kiddush. So the same thing I thought over here, that if it's a suffix of the Yayin Megula, but in the daytime, it might not even have a din Kiddush in the daytime. So I used it for the daytime Kiddush. But I wanted to get rid of it because I didn't want it to last for the next Shabbos, for the next Friday night. And usually the day Kiddush, I usually make two Kiddushes, because usually I come home from shul, 10 o'clock or something. So I'll have some mezonos and some herring and something like that. And then the meal is not going to be till 11:30, quarter to 12. I'll make a second Kiddush.
There's some people on the second. What is Rabbi doing? Shabbat is over?
What?
For the day Kiddush.
Shomru
and Zohar.
Yeah.
The whole Zohar. Some people, when they make two Kiddushes in a day, they do Shomru. That's Yom Shabbos, the Kaddish, or from West Ghana, from this big center.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the story. Okay. Okay, okay, tomorrow we'll finish up this packet. We have the Tashbates, we have the Tiferes Yisrael, so we have a couple of things still to do, okay, in this week's packet 30, so we'll leave that for tomorrow, Bez Hashem. And, okay, let me say hello to everyone, Rav Yosef Katan, and Rav Aram Levitt, and Rabbi Merzel, and Rav Yaffe, and Rav Alter, and Dr. Presby, and Rav Harari, and Rabbi Dechter, Rabbi Hess, and Rabbi Aaron Kulik. Okay. Okay, so
have a good day.
Have a good day to everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.